Welcome to Get Over It, the Intuitive Transformation Podcast for Exceptional 21st Century Living. We've got a very interesting show tonight. We're going to do a four-way. My first time doing a four-way, but we're going to do a four-way. And we're going to be speaking with Keisha Brown Robinson and Dr. Roxanne Franklin and Asante Salat, and of course, me. And we're going to be talking about coaching and how to get your life together and start creating what you want. So if you are struggling with anything, great love, job, just a cool relationship, getting along with somebody else, whatever it is, maybe like starting your own business, which is really key, but whatever it is, this is the show for you to tune into, get some tips, try to figure out that law of attraction and all of that, and how to actually make it work, okay? So we're going to share that information with you this evening. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Boy, I was just talking about perfection. Yes, we're going to help you release the BS that is holding you back, but the big question is, are you ready to? And by the way, folks, BS is a belief system. Now, a bit about me for my new listeners, intuitive since birth. I'm a third-generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing information which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I'm the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I authored Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book, and Masterful Choices, the Key to Easy, Effective Change. I provide consultations and healings regarding relationships, business, career, money, and love that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your life to the absolute fullest. Now, my clients say that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. Find out more about me and the services I offer by going to my website, and that's MoniqueChapman.com. I invite you to like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn. You can also sign up for my opt-in newsletter, and that's Intuitive Living. And again, that's on my website, MoniqueChapman.com. My guest this evening, Keisha Brown Robinson, is a synergizer. She is here to share her transformative coaching, bringing clarity, structure, and effectiveness to aligning and synergizing our energy and resources to produce results in what matters to us. As principals of compositions, consulting, and coaching, Keisha is sought after for coalition support and coordination because of her distinct abilities to listen to diverging ideas and find the common commitment. In her work with women, nonprofit leaders, and executives, she's known for her unique ability to bring humanity to challenging, competitive spaces. Now, you can check her out on her website, and that's www, of course, compositionllc.com. Let me spell that for you. compositionllc.com. Welcome, Keisha.
Thank you, Monique. Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
Hey, it's great to be with you. Boy, before the show began, we were talking about perfections, and I couldn't get through my intro, which I've done for the last, like, 16 years. Very interesting.
We're new every day, Monique. We're new every day.
Yes, we are. And folks, just to keep it real, right before, starting this, I said, okay, ladies, ready to go, and I pushed the button to disconnect everybody. So I hung up on everybody before the show began. But, you know, we're back with Keisha, and we have Dr. Roxanne Franklin with us, and Asante Salam. So, Keisha, why don't you start initially with giving us a brief background of the two ladies, real brief, because I'm going to ask them some deeper questions a little bit later.
I would love to do that. I'm happy to welcome Dr. Roxanne Franklin. She's a Leadership and Government Fellow at the Open Society Foundations, and Roxanne is working to promote greater collaboration between municipal governments and communities through increased civic engagement, participation, and resident leadership development. So, you know, she's really special in that regard. And then I'm also happy to welcome Asante Salam. Asante is a visual artist, a creative strategy leader, and she's managed programming for the City of New Orleans Office of Cultural Economy since 2011. And in that capacity, she facilitates opportunities to increase both income and quality of life for artists, for culture bearers, and cultural economy stakeholders in New Orleans. So welcome both of you. I'm so glad that you could be in this conversation.
I am
Thank you for having us.
All right. And I'm so glad that they are with us today because they're actually clients of Keisha's who can vouch for her effectiveness. And based on what they do, they're extremely effective, especially down there in New Orleans that still hasn't quite completely recovered from that wonderful hurricane that went through a while ago. Now, Keisha, give us a little bit about your background and how you got to this position that you're in today.
I have been doing leadership development work, transformative programs for over 17 years now, and I was doing quite a lot of work for a global educational corporation, and I was doing that simultaneously with my work in New Orleans in the nonprofit sector, but I was doing them separately. So some people knew me as a coach and program leader. Some people knew me as an executive director and collaborative builder. And I started talking and got invited to bring my coaching work into my work in the nonprofit sector. And over the course of time, you know, I started to really feel that that was a more complete expression of my life's work. And through the process of doing that, I started my own practice in coaching and consulting and really shaping what this body of life design work could look like in a way that would be an authentic expression of me.
Okay, cool. So you've got a very diverse background with helping people. Asante, could you explain how you came to work with Keisha and how she's benefited you?
So I can speak on our recent coaching work together. Keisha and I have known each other. When you asked me, Monique, I realized it's been probably about 20 years. So we have followed each other's personal development and professional development for decades at this point. The distinction has been that I started coaching with Keisha as I wanted to enhance my personal life and the lushness of my life while I was handling my work and my job, my professional life, my clients, all that kind of stuff. It seemed to be very easy for me to put my love life on the side, my fun life on the side, my pampering life on the side, all those things would get set to the side. And so I started doing some rejuvenation coaching with Keisha. I did a one-day retreat with her. I did some visioning work with her that the inspiration vision words that I came up with still inspire me and still resonate with me very, very viscerally to this day, and that was a couple years ago at this point. And the most recent accomplishment I can say is I got some spiritual coaching with Keisha that was a major contribution in the recent love relationship I have that is probably, I want to say, the most phenomenal ever.
Yay. Sounds juicy, girl. Hey, if you guys are looking for that love relationship, definitely contact Keisha. And Roxanne, same question to you. How did you come about to meet Keisha, and what has your work been like working with her?
Well, I came to meet Keisha when I was working for city government in New Orleans, and she was the executive director of a local nonprofit in the neighborhood that I lived in. And through that meeting each other, I began to learn more about Keisha herself and the work that she did leading the organization, but also Keisha outside of her work leading that organization. And I was very lucky, and I say blessed enough, to have Keisha assigned to me as my coach mentor when I was the recipient of a foundation fellowship. So for 3 years, I was very, very lucky. And I say lucky because I know there were other folks that could have been my coach mentor, but it was meant to be, I say, that Keisha was my coach mentor. And what was so phenomenal about that relationship, and as I say, partnership, was because Keisha helped me to unblock things that were keeping me from being successful and reaching my goals on my leadership journey. And so I am, you know, eternally grateful for that introduction and getting to know someone like Keisha in a different setting from the traditional kind of workplace setting.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I like from hearing from both of you ladies is that you were really coming to Keisha, it seems, with a very open mind, number one, and number two, looking to grow, and number three, most importantly, you weren't afraid to do the work in order to grow. Keisha, how was it working with them to get them to just be like, hey, let's just go do this and see the change occur? Uh-oh, we got laughter.
Well, no, it's more joy, right? Like laughter is an expression of what a joyful process it is when you get the opportunity to work with people who are so fully realized in some areas already that, as Roxanne said, it gets to be a partnership, that as much as I'm giving, I'm also receiving. As much as I'm sharing, I'm also learning from them. So it gets to be a really collaborative relationship in this walk together, whether it's a short period or whether it's over a course of time. So, you know, I really benefited a lot, and from the process of working with Asante and working with Roxanne, it's allowed me to kind of clarify what's most valuable when you're working with people who are really successful and effective and in many ways already doing transformative work. Mm-hmm. And how do we translate that into the other areas where that's not being experienced as fully? So how do you get people who are really magicians, who are really masterful, to you know, light that spark in these other areas that they really want to, but they haven't as of yet? Is it just shining a light? Are there certain questions that get them to inquire in this new area in the way that makes a critical difference? You know, what is that process? And so working with them has been very beneficial for me in my process.
Okay. Well, you definitely help people find their true self, the essence, the work that they're supposed to, you know, bring out to the world these days. Folks, we're speaking with Keisha Brown Robinson. We're speaking with Asante Salam and Dr. Roxanne Franklin. And we're talking about coaching overall, but how to make your life better. And we're sharing this through stories of two women who have walk the talk, so to speak, and now are very accomplished at what they do. Keisha, could you share with us ways to really get into the flow? You know, the law of attraction has been around for a while, and was it Rhonda Bain that brought that out and said, you know, read the book and everything magically happens. And I actually had a client who did that, and a client, she read the book, she called me up, and she said, okay, Monique, when does this happen? And I'm like, no, honey, a teeny bit of work you got to do behind it, you know. And at the time, I think people didn't understand that there has to be a certain alignment that comes together. So, Keisha, could you talk a bit about that? And then I'm going to ask both of the ladies how they became aligned with, you know, their purpose.
This is really great, Monique, because I had not planned to talk about the law of attraction, but when you bring it up, there is another law that has to be applied with it to really make the situation come alive.
Mm-hmm.
So there is the law of attraction, but there is also the law of inspired action. And when you put them together, that's when you really start to get this experience of things happening with so much less effort. And that law of inspired action is from the Tao, saying there's a way of non-doing. Mm-hmm. Less and less is done until when nothing is done, nothing is left undone. And it's looking at what are the actions that you're really drawn to. So now I'll have to give a disclaimer. The law of inspired action cannot be applied someplace where you have an accountability and a deadline. There you have to apply the law of do your work the when by when you said as best you can. But in these other areas where we have some space to create, that law of inspired action, where there could be multiple things that I could do, but there's one that I'm really drawn to right now, and it doesn't seem logical. It doesn't seem in sequence that I would take this action before several other actions, but that's where my energy is right now. It has worked for me over and over that I move in the flow of inspiration. And when I do that, then I move in the flow of what's the next inspired action. And somehow things work out magically that by the time I get to that one that I thought was first, that maybe it was fourth, uh-huh. I start to understand why but I start to experience the benefit of having taken action in a sequence that seemed only given by inspiration. So for listeners out there who've been applying that law of attraction and it hasn't seemed to come together in the way that you want or in the timing that you want, look at where you can take some action that's inspired in that area. And I would love to know, you know, what result you got from that. But Monique, you asked about my ideas about alignment. And mm-hmm. I'm always working in these four areas, in the alignment of my thoughts, my words, my emotions, and my actions. And in any area where I'm looking to accomplish something or transform a relationship or reach a goal, if it's not going the way I want it to, I start with myself. Is there a thought process that's not serving me here?
Uh-huh.
Is there a conversation that I'm having about this? What do I say to the people on the project? What am I saying if it's about relationship when I meet people? What is it that I'm talking about? What am I saying I really want? Or am I really expressing, you know, what's true for me? What are my emotions? And am I honoring them when they're trying to cue me in to something that's missing? Or am I dwelling too long in unproductive emotions? And when I say unproductive, I don't necessarily mean negative. I think that negative emotion, again, is a great cue. That's a place uh-huh. to look and pay attention. And uh-huh. positive emotion can be very supportive, but I consider them both effective.
Okay.
Am I dwelling in, I consider them to be both productive. Am I dwelling in unproductive emotion? And am I taking the right action? If I've got space to be creative, am I moving on the inspired action? I woke up with a thought to do that. Did I schedule that in today? Did I take that action? Or if I don't have space to be creative, if I know I've given my word to something, I know I've got this due, have I scheduled it in a way that I can deliver the way I want so I show up and I'm received in the way I want to be? So those are my key areas of working with people around alignment. What are the thoughts? What are the conversations? What are the emotions? And what are the actions?
Okay. So in order to complete that, do you set your intention first and foremost and then go through the process?
Well, we're definitely looking at what is the intention. And sometimes we can have an intention that's like a goal with a buy when. And sometimes in order to really build this practice and build a muscle for alignment, we try to work with an area that, again, doesn't have a deadline, but where we can really practice alignment in an active way. And that's actually, you know, we like to actually just report, say what so. Mm-hmm. What is, did I, you know, in this area, what were the actions I took today?
Okay.
What do I have to say about how that's going? How do I feel about how it's going? What are my thoughts about the results I produced or didn't produce or produce, or the time I spent, or, you know, what are my thoughts around that? And actually practice it like weight training, like voice lessons, you know, practice alignment, because it is a key skill to having success with ease.
Okay. Well, Sante, you had mentioned earlier that Keisha helped you in many different aspects of your life. However, you know, you seem to really enjoy that personal aspect that she helped you open up to and see. So how did you utilize her formula of aligning the thoughts, the words, the emotions, and the actions to create what it was that you wanted in your personal life?
So I can quote you one of the sessions, that one of the most striking sessions I had with Keisha was we were discussing how much I wanted to have a beloved in my life. I wanted to have a love life. I wanted to have a relationship. Mm-hmm. And I was already dating, so it wasn't a foreign concept, but I wanted a lifetime romantic union type relationship.
Okay.
And there was, you know, we went through the process of visioning and me talking about what I wanted and talking about what I was doing and clearing when, you know, situations that I was in weren't lining up with the relationship that I thought I wanted. And, you know, we did all of that practical stuff. And then it came down to the point of, like, I think it might have been my third or fourth time coming and asking, okay, what do I do about this? I want a love life. I want a love life.
Get me love,
please. She basically was like, stop freaking asking about that. It's done. Stop freaking asking about it. Believe you have to have, like, there's a certain tapping into being and knowing and faith and intuition that is a key component that for those of us who are achievers and doers and producers and make it happeners, like I am, it's challenging to let the universe deliver and to believe that it can be delivered, and that my job in the time between clearly setting that intention, as you say, or a vision, or you know, articulating that desire or what I want, there's a practice, as Keisha talks about, there's a skill and a practice in being receptive and being vulnerable and being available. And those things apply in a love life, but they also apply when in our professional lives and in our, you know, fitness lives and in a bunch of different areas. So the biggest things that we worked on, I would say, was not what I wanted or what to do about it, but how to be in a state of attraction, how to be receptive, how to be willing to receive it, how to believe that I could receive it and have it. Those intangible things that you can't force those things. They have to true up inside, you know?
Yeah, well, it's interesting that you said that, because everything that you just mentioned, it's truly, in my opinion, about coming back to self and being
exactly confident
within self, so that you can go and attract to you what it is that you want. The subconscious mind is extremely powerful, and if we utilize it the way that you ladies utilize it, it's amazing what we can bring to us. Now, Roxanne, I want to talk to you about how you utilized what you learned with Keisha with the people that you work with today.
So, you know, when I think about alignment and I think about my work with Keisha, it's really about what my purpose, what Roxanne's purpose is, and allowing it to not be suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
I think recently leaving working government after a number of years, you know, things are always a lot of times very just kind of cut and dry.
Uh-huh.
And even though we're allowed to, you know, bring creativity to our thought and our interactions and our partnerships,
uh-huh.
you know, a lot of times I think you don't allow yourself, you kind of suppress those kind of the experiences that you anticipate will not be just perfect. And
uh-huh.
I don't know if that makes sense.
It does.
Okay. And so part of our work together was, again, like being in the flow of life and learning to kind of, in life and in learning experience and relationships, kind of understanding why these conversations happen, why these doors open, why these opportunities have come to you, and being okay with the fact that you may not know at the time why this has presented itself, but
uh-huh.
being open to receiving. And so really for me, it was about being open to receiving. Because, and not be fearful of what's
uh-huh.
on the other side without
uh-huh.
knowing concretely that it's going to be the thing. And I know, you know, for myself, I used to be very type A, and I try and still be type A, but light. not bold, but, you know, being really allowing things to reveal themselves when ready, and being okay with taking chances on things that aren't a sure thing or not completely understanding why. And so I say all that to say, you know, and kind of thinking about, you know, my own journey, you know, the seeing opportunity as a good thing and not as something that I should be stressed about or
uh-huh.
or see as a hindrance to me kind of getting the work done, but
uh-huh.
really being able to see that this is an opportunity and not to be scared of it. It's kind of letting go of fear, right?
Yeah.
Again, thinking about what really, and that has allowed me to really be who I want to be, and my journey to be so rich and full, and going back to the four things that Keisha says, the thoughts, words, emotions, and actions, it is all of those things, but feeling, having the confidence, the self-confidence to take those steps. And move freely.
Okay. Now I want to ask a question.
Know, Monique,
oh, go ahead. Who's speaking?
This is Keisha.
Okay.
And as I was listening to Roxanne, I was really being brought back to some of the spaces in which we got a chance to work together. And she said she's a type A personality. But she was
a light
also,
girl. A light.
A light. She was a light in an environment where that one note is the note that was being sung.
Mm-hmm.
It was all A. Everybody was an A.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one of the amazing things in this group of, you know, a couple of dozen leaders was how to create a space where they could allow for each other's note to be sung.
Mm-hmm.
And to listen to the power of every person in the space and to create enough room that everyone's note could be heard. And so it can't be all action.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have to bring the heart in. So we have to have an emotional experience of one another. There has to be a listening. It can't be all my voice, my speaking. And when those of us who are A light, A flat, A sharp, every version of A can make space not just for our own note to be heard, but for others as well and for other notes, then there's something really beautiful that gets created in our friendship circles, in our professional circles, in our communities, in our families.
Okay. That very well said, and I really kind of felt that at the heart level, so thank you so much for sharing that. Now, Keisha, you have a mantra that you believe in, and I believe it's when we can see ourselves, we can be ourselves. So expand on that a little further.
Yeah. When we consistently practice seeing, and seeing has many different meanings. When you consistently practice seeing yourself, you begin to master being yourself. So when we talk about seeing, we're talking about a whole continuum of what happens for us in our life journey. Seeing includes visualizing.
Okay.
It includes projecting. But seeing also includes realizing, making something concrete, giving reality or substance. It includes when we actualize and when we substantiate that vision that we initially projected. And then it also includes understanding and learning about something by inquiring. So when I take time on a regular basis to observe myself and the way I make this life journey, it's that consistent, productive process of visualizing, realizing, and observing the self. That's when I begin to master what it means to be Keisha, what it means to be Asante, what it means to walk this journey as Roxanne, but it requires to step outside of the being of it and to be an observer of myself in the creative process, in the actualization process, and then in the observation process. So I really get the lesson. What did I learn in this part of my journey, and what from that do I leave behind, and what from that do I carry forward? So when you can see yourself, you can be yourself.
Okay, so definitely Roxanne and Asante can see themselves, and they're definitely being themselves. I truly love the energy of all three of the ladies that I'm speaking with this evening. Now, Asante, you know, you have your work, you know, profile, which is excellent. You've got your personal thing going on. I'm very happy for you. Yay, yay, yay. Did you do, or what practices did you do outside of what we've talked about so far? I mean, of course, you got to do the work to achieve the end result, okay, especially if you're out there in the working world. What personal practices or inward practices, if any, did you utilize to assist in creating and pushing that energy forward at a probably faster rate?
It started with a word that I got from Keisha in relationship to her mantra, which is reflection. To reflect on what lights me up, what am I doing when time passes, to revel in those things as much as possible, to renew my meditation practice, to upgrade my fitness practice, to pay attention mm-hmm. to my nutrition. Like, if I'm going to be the dream, the woman of my dreams, it means that I'm going to take the baby steps, starting with baby steps, because I'm, you know, I find for myself the most successful way is to do a little bit at a time and then be successful and then upgrade it a little bit and upgrade it. You know, gangbusters all the time doesn't necessarily work for me all the time.
Uh-huh.
So it would be a matter of, you know, as simple as saying I'm going to do 3 sets of exercises this morning until I have a regular exercise practice. Or I'm going to meditate, you know, once a week until I have more and build frequently over time.
Uh-huh.
And I think we haven't touched on this in this call, but as women, I have a personal belief that we are extremely powerful when we are living from our overflow. So a lot of the practices
Hold on a second. Explain that. Yeah. You said we're powerful when we're living from our overflow. What is that? Talk to us about that, please.
So in the theory of, you know, in the universal spiritual practices, there is my filling my cup and it runneth over, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we find it that we call ourselves being stressed or tired. It's usually we're running on fumes, or the fuel or the succulence is very low in our energy, in our vibrations, in our fulfillment, in our heart and soul space. That energy that gives us life, you know, that moves us forward. And so I find that when we are feeling our joy and feeling our pleasure and feeling our happiness and feeling our love relationships, whether it's personal friendships, whether it's our work environment, whether it's, you know, eating the things that make our body happy and make our palates happy, all of those things, it starts filling us up, filling us up, filling us up in a succulent way until we're overflowing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I give from my overflow, I'm less resistant and less, you know, I'm able to see myself more frequently and easily. I don't have to work so hard at staying in alignment when I am making sure that I am filling myself to overflowing, as opposed to just getting by, just existing, making do. I don't know if that makes sense. Or
it made sense to me.
Totally makes sense.
Oh,
totally
yes.
makes sense.
Yes. So my practices, there were lots of them. I could go into lots of, you know, examples and details of all the little things, whether it's, you know, what does my bedroom look like? Does my space make me feel like I'm welcome in my home? Much less welcoming my friends or my company. You know, what does my office space look like? What is my work day like? I had to downgrade my work schedule because I was like, oh, I don't even have any personal time. Like, it was nothing for me to be on my phone constantly or to be in a meeting almost every evening, some work event once almost, you know, every evening or every day. And I said, oh, I don't really have any space or time to receive something that I say I want. I don't have time for a love life. If somebody asked me out, I would say, I have a window of opportunity on this one day, you know, between this time and this time. My availability option is this. This is very small. So it goes back to receiving. Roxanne talked about that, to be able to be receiving of what we say we want, whether it's, you know, in a leadership capacity, in a service capacity with, you know, the people we work with, or in personal realms.
Well, I am so glad that you brought that up. And Roxanne, I want to address this to you about the receiving. You know, so many of us are great givers. okay? They'll give you the shirt off their back if you ask for it, if you really need it. But then when it comes to receiving, we're like, oh, no, that's okay, or oh, no,
yep.
no, thank you. Someone says, hey, girl, you look good today. Oh, but I forgot to do this, or my hair is this, and that's like blocking, in my opinion, blocking the receiving. So, Rosanne, how can we open up to receive? Because, girl, while Asante was talking, I went online, and I think I found you, girl. So, does your middle initial is your middle initial V?
Yes, it is.
I found you, and you're absolutely gorgeous. Now, Asante, I'm still looking for your picture, girl. But you know, we see each other, and we say, oh, wow, you know, there's such beauty and grace, and not just physical beauty. I'm talking inward to external beauty also. Yes. And we
right.
so
inside
don't
beauty.
Yeah.
How can we open up to that?
You know, it's funny because I, you know, that's been the biggest piece for me, being open to receiving and also allowing myself to receive that thing and take it in without not nodding it off or kind of, you know, yes, but just like you said, part of it was also building a meditation practice for me that really helped me get centered. Every day, and thinking about how I needed to take time for myself, because if I took time for myself as much as I was giving to others, I knew that I deserved and was valuable. And in Roxanne's journey, she needed to take time for herself. So when Asante was talking, I was like, yes, yes, yes. I was writing yes, 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 over and over and over again. And so once I learned that I could take time for myself and make investments in my personal life, because I had been so focused on my professional, specifically around health and relationships, I was able to begin receiving, and it wasn't like I had to, like, you know, kind of cover my mouth when someone gave me a compliment. I could just say, oh, yes, thank you. Yes, I do love this jacket. Or yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
That's why I bought it.
That's why I bought it. Or the presentation that I gave, thank you, yes, it was, you know, relevant. And I think part of that was, like, stopping, and this is not just relationships with other people, but also with myself. I went from being very transactional to relational. And so, does that make sense? So,
yes.
You
yeah.
know, and that's how I was able to really see myself. So, you know, I treated many of my personal relationships as transactional as well, because I was busy and I only had so much time, and, you know, this and that, and, you know, and then I realized as I was doing my meditation and as I started my mindfulness practice, wait a minute, I have time and deserve to take time for me. And so, you know, it's just been really transformative, really exciting, and now that I've been open to receiving, things are coming. You know, more than I can handle. And I just got married 2 weeks ago. It's been really
congratulations!
Really
yeah. Yay! Woohoo!
So, you know.
So, if y'all want to get married, you know, definitely call Keisha Brown Robinson.
That's right. But, you know, and that's the thing, though. It was allowing myself to even have the time to build the relationship that I knew would be the one for that lifelong partnership.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I'll end there.
Yeah.
This
well,
is so funny. You know, I can only take credit for asking the right questions to get people to turn their attention on those areas of life that really matter. Mm-hmm. And once you start looking in the direction of what you want that you haven't yet created, because, you know, both of these women are so powerful and so creative and, you know, just so accomplished. So if something isn't there yet, it's only because you haven't turned your attention and focused your attention in that direction in the way that makes a difference. And once that, you know, you shine your inner light there, then people who need to see you in that arena get to see you. So if you put all of your light into who you are as a professional, then people get to see you as that powerful, dynamic person who can contribute in this area that they are committed to. So come work with me in this area because I know you can help me make a difference. But when you shine your inner light, not just there, but you shine a little bit of that light, or you expand it, I think is a great way to think of it. When you expand the directions of your light so that you're shining fully in all the areas that matter to you, then people who are supposed to be on your path get to see, oh, Roxanne is on the path. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, now I see a Sunday. Oh, okay. And, you know, one of the first conversations that I always have as we are talking about pouring into ourselves and filling ourselves, and you've already said it, I think, four or five times, Monique, and that is that we are a spiritual being first.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about our practices, it is step zero before we can start anything to pour into ourselves as spiritual beings. So whatever your tradition, whatever your practices, those spiritual practices and those things that honor your faith walk, mm-hmm. that's step zero before anything else happens. Because mm-hmm. that career path, that role as mom, that role as, as friend, as daughter, as life partner, that role is in service of a spiritual journey and a spiritual destiny.
Okay.
That's the whole point of it. Mm-hmm. You know? And so let's pour into ourselves in that place first.
Yes, explore ourselves. Well, you know, folks, I promised you earlier that we would have a special gift for you, and Keisha has generously offered us this gift, and it's meditation. So Roxanne was just talking about meditation, and you guys know I'm a meditation teacher and believe in it, because if you meditate, you will create. That is very true. So if you go to sacredexcellence.com. Again, that's sacredexcellence.com. You will find a meditation. You put in your name and your emails and all that so she can get it to you. But you will find a meditation that will help you with reducing stress and kind of keep you from being overwhelmed, okay? And if you listen to a guided meditation on a daily basis, guess what? It does change your subconscious. The subconscious will go out there and find whatever it is that you're looking for and bring it on back to you, just as Asante and Roxanne have, raised their vibration, raised their consciousness, and now they interact with people that, they want to, and marriage was on the table, and it came. So again, if you want that meditation, go to sacredexcellence.com. Ladies, I've really enjoyed our conversation today. I know we didn't cover everything that we were supposed to, but perhaps I'll have you back on again, and we can finish and talk about some other things. Now, I'd like for each one of you, and I'm going to start with Keisha, but each one of you to share a pearl of wisdom that you would like to leave with the audience today. It could be on any subject, anything that you have to say. So Keisha, what is it? What is it from you that you would like to impart with our audience today?
My pearl mm-hmm. for our strand today is to make peace with what it means to be dual. That's who we are as whole beings. You're accomplished, but you can still be aspiring. You're sourced, but still seeking. You're established, but still hungry. And it's all about what makes me great. And then where am I still working to expand? It's all of it that makes us who we are.
Okay. And Miss Roxanne?
Well, my pearl today is say yes to yourself. Say yes to yourself.
Love
say
that. Yes, and the three times.
That's right. You got to say it three times.
No, there's power in the number three and doing things three times. So yes to yourself three times. Love it. Asante?
My pearl is
well, you know,
to be available and receptive.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go.
Available and receptive. And it's being available and receptive to your heart's desires.
Yes.
Oh, I like that. Now, let me ask you a question, Asante, because I haven't found your picture yet, but are you an artist?
I am.
Folks, check out her.
I don't know your website, so put your website out there because I just found you on Monta. So put out your website so people can look at this art because I saw the art and I was like, wow.
So there's a collection of my watercolors that was part of a book called Perseverance. So if you look up Asante Salam and Perseverance, there's a collection of my art that can be found that way.
Okay, I didn't know how I found her art because, you know, I'm trying to do 9 things at once, but I found the art and I was spellbound.
The art found us. That's divine in action.
Yeah, and it is absolutely positively stunning.
Thank you.
Stunning. So people, please check that out. Well, our time has come to an end today, but I do appreciate everyone, including the audience, for being here. I really appreciate your time and your attention. The divine in me honors the divine in you. As we collectively get over it and start creating what it is that we want, I'm honored again for your time. When you're ready to live a more balanced life, give me a call. Intuitive consultations 30 minutes or longer are offered at a 10% discount if you mention the podcast. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself and make that call. 888-240-6057. And remember, the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Considering making the masterful choice of being yourself. Abundant blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.